Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
Back up in your ear hole, another step closer to your brain thingy. I am the one and only Trebuchet. Alongside one of my co-hosts, the one and only Showtime Schultz.
Hi, everybody.
Directly to his left, Lil Dia is back.
What up?
To her left, the not so MIA train.
How you doing? Back
here. MIA.
I took a few tracks differently than I should have. Got lost, but I found my way back.
Happy Rusev Day.
Glorious week. Yes. It's always a glorious week.
I had to give you that one. And the man wearing a Runs on Beer T-shirt. Mm-hmm.
The one not Runs on Beer Day. It's too hot for that.
Yeah. Tony Goat.
Yep.
He's Chris
Jericho again.
Jericho. That's why it was a question.
Drink right, it in, man. Drink it in. Okay.
Right. What
so
do we got
when
here?
Was the last time you were here, A-Train?
Yes.
Yes. It would have been the pay-per-view.
He was Backlash. Champion.
Backlash, yeah.
He was okay. Champion last time he was
okay,
here.
Okay, so you missed three episodes or two? Because there was a fantasy
three.
Booking.
At least three.
Was the Robert Air Force here last week?
Yes.
Yes.
And the then, last two.
The last two. Yeah.
Oh, so he was.
Your mom was here last week too.
Actually, no. Robert Air Force was not here last week. It was just the three of us doing that show.
So okay. You did not put the last one up yet. Is that correct?
No, incorrect. No,
he probably just labeled it wrong.
Fantasy booking was last week.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was.
I'm like,
yeah,
I'm an avid listener.
Here's
to
what
this
you
missed. Fucking shit show.
We here. Talked about TNA, which went into things like talking about how It moved networks and had to be BitTorrented for a while.
BitTorrent went legit.
The other
kind of TNA. You can
the
get
other
on
kind
BitTorrent.
Of TNA. You
can,
yeah.
the one that's on this side of the paywall.
Yeah. We talked about the Jeff Jarrett years. We talked about the Dixie Carter years.
Yes.
We talked about beer money a little bit.
Money. Yeah.
We talked about pretty much everything that happened in Impact Wrestling except for ODB.
But then we talked about the next episode.
Yes.
And then where.
The next episode was fantasy.
We did a lot of
booking,
fantasy bookings because
where Showtime pretty much broke down how you fixed the Roman Reigns problem.
Yeah, no, it started with tension from earlier in the day when I was talking about Roman Reigns, and it just kind of evolved.
I still like
Roman Reigns,
and you can kiss my ass about it, but we'll get into that later. And then that happened, and what else did we do? We also fixed the giant Brock Lesnar hole that it would have left if you brought Roman Reigns to SmackDown.
We did do that.
We discussed a little bit about Daniel Bryan.
Talked about Daniel Bryan. Talked about Big Cass.
I'm still watching Impact Wrestling.
I just leave that
for what it is.
I have said some things about Bobby Roode and A-Train's absence that he may not have liked.
Yeah, you might want to listen to that and get upset.
I plan to see them all to his show. Face.
Yes.
I'm going to not for your best interest.
So apparently for your own good, he's not listening to the show as well.
Gotcha. Probably for everyone's
good. Yeah, actually, you know what? It's probably in everyone's good.
We're probably hurting the world by doing this.
I totally disagree with that.
Showtime, to be fair,
this is a service, and we should be getting a tax break for
FBI
doing this.
Has the FBI classified us as a gang yet?
Me, yes.
And your defense,
the rest of you,
I should have been here to monitor the disclaimers about Bobby Roode, and I was not.
I'm sure he's doing just fine.
Recently this week, you guys, I finally watched the Andre the Giant documentary.
I have not seen it yet.
You have not seen it yet? Hulk Hogan's in it quite a bit. It's pretty good.
I hear Hulk Hogan does like a lot of storytelling.
I hear that too. That is the exact environment I was in when I was watching it, because I was watching it with the Ryback, friend of the show, long-time listener, second-time caller or something like that. And I watched it with my dad, which was interesting, because me and the Ryback were nerding out about wrestling, and he's all like, what?
Can you guys talk about Ryback real quick?
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much what it was. He's all like, Ryback, your name's Ryback. Why aren't you talking about the Ryback? And he's all like, feed me more. He's like, that's better. So we ended up going to Qdoba, long story short. But no, it was good. I give it 4 stars out of 5. The Ric Flair 30 for 30 is still 5 out of 5. It's way better as far as Trebuchet is concerned. So take that for what it is. And Roman Reigns is the big dog. All right, that's my spiel, and I'm still watching Impact Wrestling.
Are we already in final thoughts somehow?
No, we're not. No, we're not. I want somebody.
Yeah, you missed.
I fucking zoned. Cody Goes, could you pull up Monday Night Raw for me real quick? And You guys want to recap that real quick?
Who's the general manager here, guys?
You are, but everybody listens to me when I talk because I'm the loudest. And he who is loudest is rightest.
I can get loud.
This is the land of pro wrestling, and that is true.
You know what?
Championship titles give you a lot of authority, and my title is greater than yours right now because I'm spinning.
I, however, have the big gold belt, and
you
I
do.
Think mine is the best.
That's pretty good.
This one doesn't have any
spinners.
But
it doesn't spin.
It doesn't have spinners on it, so it's better.
I think having
that one also has my name on it, though. So, and that one has my name on it too.
Hang on. Will Dia presents an interesting point.
Recap that for me. What'd you say?
Recap that.
She's embarrassed.
No, not really. I just think it's funny. No, I said I think having tits gives you authority.
Damn it! All right. I fold. I am not gonna win this game.
I can't be that.
With that, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce our new general manager.
All right.
Hair
flip. Fold. At least Paige still probably pretty
What
good,
a surprise. A-Train's back and we're off the rails.
Well, at least he's not in charge anymore. The person responsible for this shit show, that is...
It's me, Cody Goats.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, we talked about how entertaining we've been... how entertaining the show's been, but really it's just how much fun we've been having.
Yeah. So you shaved your mustache, or you changed your mustache. You have a goat going right now.
Yeah,
look at that, A-Train.
Did you didn't notice?
Soak it in,
I mean,
man.
I don't know.
I had a full beard at Trivia on Saturday, and then I shaved afterwards for Chris Jericho. Goad. Into this.
So you're not Fatty Mercury anymore. Now you just look like Dustin Diamond.
He looks like Bruce Willis's fat stepchild. That's what he looks like today.
Hang on, but can't anybody who's fat look like Bruce Willis's fat stepchild? Like,
probably.
All right, I mean,
there may be something.
You're saying biologically that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. So that happened. Definitely have a bottomless goatee again.
I miss the Hulk joking. I really do. Like, the Hulk joking was there. I was hoping you were going to dye it blonde, but no. Now it's just,
I prefer Joke Hogan.
Hulk joking for life.
Okay.
I just hit the NWO music after that. Like, I'm not going to play it because I don't want them to. The WWE to sue me.
Do you
want to
hear about Raw?
Sure.
Yeah, anytime.
Okay.
We were waiting
like,
on you.
Like that was his fault.
Yeah, we were waiting
That's
on
my
you.
Story, and I'm sticking to it.
Because nothing is Trebuchet's fault.
Thank you. Now you fucking get it. Finally, people see it my way.
What to get into? I did not like this Raw very much. Me and Joe did not have a good time watching this Raw together. Because
hey, can we talk about that Lashley sister thing I was right about?
Yeah, totally. Sad you called it right when I saw it. I'm like, I said
it wasn't going to be Lashley's sister, so I like to think that the record can show that I've never been wrong, and that's my story. And I'm still
I was like, maybe
it.
If it was the 90s.
At Trebuchet LOL.
First
of all, there was a bunch of dudes dressed in drag.
I know.
Which is fine. If that's what you want to do, but for this particular segment, it came off as a big piece of cheese to me. Like, give this the Cheddar Award. This is the new Cheeto on the block. This is your new Dorito. There we go. Rule of Three is comedy, everybody. So, this is a big piece of cheese.
Okay. Didn't ask for a joke, got one.
Didn't care.
That was four.
That was good. Yeah, I was making sure I didn't lose count real quick.
No, you're right.
I love count.
You're like, I'll just do another one to be sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time it starts, everyone has to start counting on their fingers now so he doesn't lose track.
So, Joe's favorite.
No one told me telling jokes enough to know math. Yeah.
That's the only place where I struggle.
Hold on. Let's get the right.
I don't think anybody that's ever seen your set believes that.
I know. I'm incorrect.
I'm looking at the one from 2 weeks ago. I'm like, I remember all this happening, but it definitely wasn't.
Definitely,
soon.
Yeah. So then, in that case,
May 21st.
Waiting for people to tell me about Raw. I watched.
So what else happened with Lashley Sisters that
so,
I was right about?
I don't know if you guys have talked about it yet, but have you guys talked about the co-branding that's going on with pay-per-views now?
Yeah, we talked about that at Backlash, I think.
Okay.
I think we were there for that one.
Yeah, Money in the Bank is coming up also co-branded because they're doing that all year, for a quick recap. And, we got 8 people in the Money in the Bank, people from both Raw and SmackDown. Same with the women. 8 women going at it, which is like a sexy start to every porno.
That was like Trebuchet's dream.
Like, yeah, well, that too. Like, you know what I mean? But,
Buddy, I gotta show you this cool new thing called the internet.
Oh, man. I hear that's on computers now.
It is.
Alright, cool. I can't wait for that.
Once we get them past computers, we can start to show them what his phone can do.
Don't go there yet. We don't need him mobile. Okay. So...
Kevin
Owens. Thanks for sticking with us. Wow. If you're still there, we're happy.
Kevin Owens.
Nobody's left.
Had a match against Roman Reigns.
It was good.
And like defend it.
It was
defend
good.
Your Roman Reigns.
It
here.
Was good.
Wearing your Kevin Owens shirt.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have a Roman Reigns shirt. I'm waiting to go to Raw to buy that. I'm just letting everybody know. Buying a big dog T-shirt when I'm going to Raw, because that's what you do after high school. Just fucking buy Roman Reigns T-shirts because that's what Vince McMahon wants you to do. And I hope to own the company someday, so that's what I'm going to do.
Then it turns into a tag team match. Jinder Mahal and Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins.
Yeah, that was good.
Jinder Mahal and Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins and who?
Roman Reigns. You know, former SHIELD brethren.
How did...
This was a good match. It was good.
I'm not
people were cheering because Seth got the pin.
This was the best part of Raw.
I'm not going
to
lie.
Roman Reigns is the best part of Raw. Say it again.
He said,
"Go ahead." No, I heard him.
that match was the best part.
Thank you. Wanted to hear it again. Yeah, that's with Jinder and Roman Reigns.
The Raw was horrible.
People that everybody are hating on it. We will get into it. The Sami Zayn part was fucking horrible, but we'll get into that.
Okay.
A little bit more.
We will get into that. Let's talk about it right now.
All
right,
let's do it. We're getting into it.
I'm like, why wait?
Yeah, I know. Seriously, put the cheese. Let's do it.
Bobby Lashley came out after these people came out, and he had a smile on his face. He's like, "Huh, good to see you, sis." Like, he was playing it off, and then he was all like, serious face. And then he pretty much smashed everything in sight because he's Bobby Lashley. And I don't think it worked. Because
I'm just going to be quiet and let you guys tell me about how I was worried about this segment. 7 days before it happened, I was like, this is going to be bullshit.
Well, yeah, everybody knew it was going to be bullshit. But did you watch it, Showtime?
I saw little bits and pieces of it.
Bits and pieces of it, couldn't stomach it.
Yeah, no,
this is the official segment on Raw where you could have hit fast forward. Like, there's always a segment on Raw where you can just hit fast forward through it.
Yeah.
This was the part that should have been edited out of the Hulu part of it. Like, just 2-hour fucking Raw. Get this out of there. It's not worth it. What else happened here?
The B team.
B. I still have the letter B here.
Brizango for their second ever win?
Yeah, they're undefeated.
They were undefeated. They were declaring they were undefeated when they were 0-0. They were declaring they were undefeated when they were 1-0, and now when they're 2-0, they're undefeated.
Okay. Yeah, they're not claiming that math works out.
That is how streaks work.
Yeah,
I don't know. We're very unsure if we can do math today, so I'm just making sure we're all.
Lil Dia, does that math work out?
Facebook.
0-0, 1-0, 2-0, all undefeated. Yes.
How about 1-0-0-1-1-0-0-1?
Oh, we're getting binary.
We broke Lydia.
Tony Dodes is figuring it out right now. We have a nerd on the case. Hold on. Wait for this. This is great. He's figuring out what you said. Right. Real time.
Okay.
I'm gonna start calling Chris Goat Jason Jordan.
Why is it?
Nerd!
Two fifteen was the number, but if we want to know what character, I gotta get an ASCII chart.
Oh wow!
No,
we're gonna number characters. Hey, Trent, I'll give you $1 if you reach over and give him a wedgie.
I want to see real quick. Hold on, see what he comes up with.
Dang. Technically, okay. Oh yeah, I forgot. ASCII's only 100 speed.
Wait, he's actually pulling up the charts for this
Unicode chart. You were speaking in 256 bit, not 128.
Revenge of the Nerds 10, everybody. Landa. We're gonna so beat those other guys.
You didn't know you spoke a foreign language, did you?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you just start saying 1-0. All of a sudden, it's just what you know. I'm just like, oh, I can translate that. I got that. But we can talk about the B team beating Brizango.
It's sweaty balls right now, dude. It's fucking 90.
It's a weird looking X. It's not the standard looking X, but it's a weird looking X, like a no X, like a.
DX?
Like that kind of X.
Yeah, that's the DX chop.
Okay, well, now we know. The more you know.
So, cool. She pretty much just told you to suck it, is what it is.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting from that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've been saying that to him, just fucking DX, everybody. Mm-hmm. Shawn Michaels, Triple H. So, what else we got?
Baron Corbin defeated No Way Jose, but we also had coming like a mile away. I thought this better be on Hulu. When this
How long is No Way Jose going to last here, guys? What's jobbing. Over under?
They need the filler. And
what's the line? Give me the line.
The line is Survivor Series.
The line is Survivor Series, over under?
Yeah.
I'm going to go over, but not by much.
I'm going to go under.
A-Train.
I'm with Chad. I'm going to say over, but it's not going to go too far over.
I'm taking the line. I'm taking the line.
Survivor Series.
Pre-show at Survivor Series and never seen again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take that bet.
The winner gets this empty water bottle at Showtime just finished.
I'm throwing that in the sink.
I'm on to number two.
You can rattle it.
Noted. You have to run it by the general manager. I don't know.
I'll allow it.
All right.
It'll
all right.
Make it a little
You're
going
to win a penny and a water bottle. See, whether or not you decide to recycle it is up to you.
Ember Moon defeated Alexa Bliss.
This match was pretty sexy.
It was a pretty sexy match.
This was a 4 out of 5 on the boner scale.
Good for Ember.
Good for Ember. Ember's been doing good lately. I'm a big fan of Ember. I'm becoming less of a Sasha fan, more of an Ember fan.
Well, then no.
Goad. Why is that?
Sasha keeps losing. You can only take it so much. She's gonna end up in NXT soon. You watch.
No, Sasha's not gonna go to NXT. If she leaves the WWE, she's gone, dude.
Yeah, probably. See you
by gone. I mean, she'll go to Ring of Honor. And hang
That's exactly
Emma.
What I was gonna say. I wasn't gonna say TNA. I was gonna say Ring of Honor. Yeah.
Oh, Emma. I miss Emma.
I miss Emma too. Bring her back.
She's killing it.
She's
like
the
she's
booked. Yep.
She's booked every arm things. Shout arm out to Nate Dogg.
Yeah, Emma is working a busier schedule than probably she's attending more shows a weekend than she would be attending a week for WWE.
I don't know about you, but I want her to hook up with the fucking Iconics so hard.
I can see that.
In what way do you mean that?
No,
sir?
Every way.
They're all Australian.
Cheers, buddy.
We'll do this whispering relation. So then Ziggles defeated Chad Gable.
I'll be back.
Okay. Sorry that he won.
That's the least enthusiastic I've ever seen Trevor
Yeah, you need to do better. Do better with your walkouts.
I thought he had to go with that.
So then Liv Morgan went up against Dana Brooke and Natalya and Sarah Logan for a Money in the Bank qualifier. Hey, look, you're back.
would you believe that when you say Dolph Ziggler, he leaves?
When you say Liv Morgan,
when you
he
say
back.
Liv Morgan, he comes back.
He comes back enthusiastically. Get it right. I feel like I'm in the mood for a blue slush.
Hang on, what about that women's qualifying ladder match? I didn't catch that.
It was Dana Brooke versus Liv Morgan versus Natalya versus Sarah Logan. So you had two from the Riot Squad, you had Dana Brooke and you had Natalya.
Gotcha.
And who moved on?
Natalya.
Boo.
She's sharpshooter Sarah Logan.
Show of hands.
Sharpshooter Sarah Logan is not that hard to say, Chris Goad.
Yeah,
you treated that like a tongue twister.
Question of the room. Does anybody like Natalya?
No.
I
tell a lie.
Really?
Her first 6 months in NXT I liked.
Hang on. That was not her first 6 months in NXT. She had been a WWE diva when she went to NXT.
She was in ECW before that.
Yeah, she held the Divas title before.
Yeah,
she
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's been around for a long time.
Natalia's been the up and downer.
They wanted her to work with Charlotte and such. Yeah. They want her to work with those
she
women.
She did what Cesaro did in NXT. They brought them down to build their...
They weren't doing anything up there, and they knew that they could get good matches out of that talent.
Yes. Yeah. You like Natalya, is what you're saying?
No, I do not like Natalya. She's very popular amongst the Total Diva crowd.
Really?
I would go as far to say that may be the biggest reason she's still employed. Is that she's always kind of been one of the stars of that show.
Her
is she a face on that?
Do you know? I
or
don't.
Does she have drama in that?
She has.
I know she. We think
she got married.
She has drama, but she seems very likable. She does the cat. The cat. She has her cat.
I remember one particular preview of her like getting out of a vehicle and yelling at, I think, Carmella or something.
Probably would have been
or
summer.
Maybe
yeah,
summer.
They didn't. But
I know.
They made a whole episode of Total Divas out of like her cat dying.
I think it's been in every season of that show.
Yeah, she
the
has.
The writers for the show on the cat died.
Natalya has cat scratch fever. We know that.
No, but other than the Bellas, I think she's the only one to be on every season of that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, the Bellas got their own spinoff. Are the Bellas still on it? Do you know?
Technically, I think they still appear. Although I don't think it's as much, which is why I think they got their own episode.
Miz and Maryse got their own reality show now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no.
So pretty soon, Trebuchet and his right hand are going to be on there pretty soon. That's what I'm hearing. But anyways, nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, so I would think that a lot of Natalia's staying power has been how her social presence.
Yeah.
I've never found her particularly good at putting over other people.
Well, she doesn't sell good.
She can't feel over.
I was going to joke. I'm like, I hate her angle on the show. It's just like her get up. It's just all shoulder pads and like her attitude is just all. Oh, I hate it.
She's Canadian. She's fine.
But then I go to Joe. Like, she's a good wrestler though. And the Joe goes, no, she's not. Because she doesn't
very technically sound.
Yeah, she's technically sound in
the moves she does, mm-hmm. but she doesn't. Selling is the lesson two in wrestling.
Yeah,
lessons one is take a bump. Mm-hmm. Lesson two is selling.
Yep, and that's what he said. He's like, yeah, she's technically sound and can teach people how to be better, but
she's holding stuff. But
yeah, like, she doesn't sell worth.
As far as selling goes,
she screams when she's in a hold, and then as soon as the hold's off, she's walking like she's not hurt. She doesn't sell hits very well. She bumps kind of funny. Like
she fucking smiles after she gets knocked down. It drives me crazy. I hate it. It's like, it's disgusting.
I wonder if she wasn't a heart, like if that's...
If she'd still be around?
Maybe not even... She might still be around, but if she would... People wouldn't say that she's the amazing wrestler she is. Like, I wonder how much of her... Having that name and constantly being shown, oh, she went through the dungeon, just makes people believe she's a better wrestler. Well,
having a good angle is part of the game. So, you know, props to her for building her character.
That is also part of
staying power. Is like, you know,
she might be the longest diva on the roster.
No, it has
she's
to be.
Been there since.
Who's there? Who's been there longer? Maybe. Who's been there longer?
Yeah, I'm gonna figure this out.
Yeah, it's on the active roster. The Bellas. In fact, the Bellas might even been after Natalya. That would be kind of pretty close.
Is Tamina Snuka still?
I mean,
Tamina
just women, right?
Yeah, just women. I think Natalya is. I think because I think it's Natalya. I think it goes Bella and then Tamina. I think Natalya came in a little bit before the Bella twins.
Alicia Fox
still around.
Alicia Fox. Yeah, I guess she is technically still around. That might actually.
I think that is the other
one. The question is she first debuted in a non wrestling role, though, didn't she? Alicia Fox.
Yeah, no, I think.
She wasn't wrestling right so I but tenure wise, Alicia Fox actually might be.
Alicia Fox, yeah, but still, like.
Yeah, she got hurt around Mania's, but I forgot. Alicia Fox is even still around. She also got a big blow up with Ronda Rousey's husband.
Oh, really?
WrestleMania weekend. In fact, there was rumors that's why they took her off the show, not the injury. It was like
because she had the backstage.
Yeah, I don't even quite know what it's all about, but TMZ got like a video of like Alicia Fox and Ronda Rousey's husband like arguing,
yelling at each other.
Yeah.
But no, I think Natalya is one of those people that is going to try to not go away anytime soon.
I think she might very well be the stayer in that roster.
Yeah,
she's popular politically. She's good for total divas. She's definitely far from what I would call great or maybe even good in the ring, but she's definitely not the worst at that either.
Like I can see the Bellas exit her name. I don't see her exit.
Do you think she's
a
leader of the locker room?
Probably.
That's what I bet.
Familiar with locker room politics.
Yeah.
She's been around forever. Her name carries weight, and I think that's a lot of it, too. Having a female heart is important for the credibility. I wonder if we would all just, like, overlook that she's not the best if she wasn't a heart, I guess is what I'm wondering. Like, if she didn't have that last name, would we go, Natalya's fine, because she's been through the dungeon and the way they present that, she should be better than she is.
I don't know.
I wonder about it.
Yeah, that's an interesting... take on it, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it does bother me. Like, if anybody should be selling, it's Broward's niece.
Yeah, you would think that. Like, I don't know. I was never a big fan of Brett. So, like, I could see how this works out. So, like, whatever. So, it's just another heart, as far as I'm concerned.
The most recent article I could find was actually from last year, but it has As far as divas,
it looks like
Alicia Fox has been longer.
Sure, not 11 give it up years. For your boy. Give it up for your boy.
You got it, buddy. Year longer. Than
Natalia has been around for 10 years, so she's just a year short.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know, because Natalia's been I was thinking that Natalia's been around since about 2008. Mm-hmm. Alicia Fox probably was the year before because she had some kind of off-screen role. Well, she was Edge's wedding planner.
Remember that? Actually,
yeah, that was Alicia Fox.
Actually, under Alicia Fox, the first sentence, no female wrestler in the history of WWE has ever been signed to the company for longer than Alicia Fox has.
Way to silence your cell phone, Cody Goats. General manager.
Consummate professional.
Yeah.
No, I bet that's true, because I bet she's just above Trish at this point, who had been around for a while.
Trish had been there for a while, but Trish also did the manager role for a little bit.
He's just like an on-screen...
Yeah.
I don't think they don't have to be wrestlers. Trish probably came in 2001.
Yeah, she came in with
Test
and Albert.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and then, I imagine they probably... She retired probably about 2009-ish.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So, what does WWE stand for, Joe?
No, it doesn't. No,
World Wrestling Entertainment.
With
exactly, yeah, that's
Elias.
Correct. Elias, Chad's correct. But we'll talk about Elias. He, you might want to.
You look yourself so here. Annoyed right now.
You might want to brace yourself. He defeated Bobby Roode.
What? No, he did not.
See that coming. It was his match that we had.
Elias.
They declared a rivalry, and that made you really mad.
Yeah,
because they hadn't had a match yet.
How the fuck is it a rivalry?
This rivalry coming up next, and we're like, what?
A piece of paper.
Wait, one more time.
I'm starting a petition.
Elias versus Glorious One Bobby Roode.
Yeah, they've had zero interaction.
Bobby Roode has interrupted Elias once, and apparently that
counts as a rivalry.
Justifies a rivalry. And as far as Trebuchet is concerned, if you haven't even had one fucking match, how is it a rivalry?
Yeah, the rivalry isn't that great. I'm telling you.
Yeah. That's why I only saw bits and pieces. I made no effort to watch it. I was like, all right, I see this, and this. I am canceling my live TV Hulu subscription for the month because money is tight. It's hard out here for a pimp.
I see what you did there.
But so I won't be able to watch live Raws. I can still get the 2-hour, but the only way to get the 3-hour one on Hulu is to have it DVR'd.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I was watching, I'd be getting a 3-hour one.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that about Hulu. In fact, I would be a permanent Hulu subscriber. If they would present a 3-hour Raw. That's the only complaint I have about that.
I honestly don't know why they don't.
I don't want it.
They can play more ads in between. People will watch it. I don't get it.
I've never understood why they did it that way either.
Is it that much more difficult to give us a 3-hour Raw?
I can't imagine it. So let me say this. Telemundo used to show Raw.
Yeah.
But it had an extra...
That's the Spanish version of Raw.
Yeah, it would still present still the English commentary, but it had a better Spanish commentary or something, but it was on there. Every time, it played several times a week, and every time they were ready for that show to have an extra hour for specials.
Yeah.
So if Telemundo can switch on the fly week to week between 2-hour Raws and 3-hour Raws, Hulu should be able to put a three-hour
Raw
on there, no problem.
Yeah, I mean,
give it to me, Hulu.
Telemundo is doing better than Hulu on that.
I had to take a second to let
this sink in. Is that right?
That's oh my god.
I had to take a second to let this sink in. I want to make sure I heard everyone here right. So Elias, air quotes, defeated Bobby Roode, right? Now I know what WWE truly stands for.
What's that?
War with Elias.
You're at war with Elias.
I did not like Elias before, but I really don't like him now.
Well, Raw is war, from what I've heard, so.
True.
Look at his keychain.
Apparently, A-Train just hates good music. That's what I'm understanding here. Yeah, no sense of style at all, or fucking taste.
New Day plays better music than Elias.
Yeah, you're just being ridiculous.
First of all, actually, Elias is one of the shining examples of a guy that didn't do much in NXT and is just amazing on the main roster.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes if things don't work down on that level, they will work on the main.
Yeah, that's the way he was. I mean, he wasn't not over, but compared to a lot of the other guys that have, he was called up pretty quickly.
and didn't do a whole lot in NXT. He wasn't bad, but he definitely was just very middle of the road.
The way he was
road.
Brought up on Raw, though, he was the drifter. He was just because he was out. They were kept teasing him.
He was the drifter Elias Samson.
Yes.
And he actually, like, his big thing wasn't playing. He was just kind of a guy that played guitar at the end of a match. He didn't have, like, a stool or anything. He would just pick up his guitar and kind of strum on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that, like, oh, no, we're going to turn him into the Rock, like a rock star kind of guy with, like, what The Rock used to do
like
with The Rock.
Every episode is unplugged. Like,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean?
And they started doing that, like, right around the time they came here. I remember that. We were, like, booing him real hard.
Because, yeah, he wasn't...
I don't remember booing him real hard.
I do.
That doesn't sound like me. WWE stands for Walk with Elias. Like,
yeah, I don't think he actually had even said that yet at that point.
But the... no, he had. No, it was something he just kind of came up with, really got over. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's weird to see a gimmick get better like that from NXT to the main roster.
Yeah, that was good.
What are the other? What
are clap for Elias, everybody?
A-Train.
Oh, you all, y'all a bunch of haters.
I gave a half.
We got a couple of haters
drinking
here.
Some haterade over here, man. This was a swamp,
war,
you'd be an Ala hater.
War.
Whoa.
So then came the main event.
Hang on. I was wondering, can you think of any other... that's not... Actually, that's a very good question for you. You're not caught up on NXT.
Yeah, he's not going to know.
Yeah, sorry.
We can have that conversation when you finally get caught up.
It'll be in a very intriguing episode.
It'll
yeah.
be season 6 of the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Okay. Braun Strowman and Finn Balor had a match for the main event, just because they're both in the Money in the Bank already.
Were they overseas for this Raw? Where was this Raw at?
This Raw was not overseas.
This is a giant throwaway Raw.
I think it was it might have been in Albany.
I want to say Georgia for some reason.
I thought it was in Albany. Let's see.
Well, I thought overseas Raw because a lot of times when they go over to
they were over there the Raw before this. But this Raw,
maybe
they were in the States.
Trying to take it easy. They used to be that those European shows used to be really storyline light and just like almost more exhibitions.
Yeah.
Because it was easier to book that
way.
It
was in Albany.
Albany. Oh, look at you.
Capital.
You are right.
After WrestleMania.
Post WrestleMania.
You guys need to understand that most of the roster is going to be like on and off Raw. Don't expect to see Brock anytime soon. I hope with Brock Lesnar is they make him defend his championship the day that... Because I think it's on Monday that he ties the record.
Sure.
I want him to defend the title that night. I don't even care.
It would be a giant missed opportunity to let that just sneak by nothing.
To not book that correctly would be a great mistake.
Yeah, the main event was Finn Balor and Braun Strowman. It was kind of an entertaining match for a little while.
Didn't Ronda Rousey show up on this episode of Raw? Wasn't Stephanie McMahon mediating some shit?
Yeah, Nia came out. That wasn't a match. That was a contract signing.
Are we just skipping over the contract signing?
Yeah, they didn't mention the contract signing.
I know you hated it, but God damn it.
I hated it.
This was one of the better parts of Raw.
Tell me about it, Trevor.
No, Nia Jax is not a great talker. Ronda Rousey's pretty new to the game. Stephanie McMahon is making this rivalry relevant.
Yeah.
Like it or not.
I don't like it.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening.
So, hey, no, break it down. Let's break it down.
We got the contract signing, and pretty much they're both out there, and Stephanie's goading them both into disliking each other. Stephanie is talking people into seats, is what's happening right now.
So what they go, Nia's not great on the mic, Ronda isn't great on the mic yet, but she's still very new, has some work to go as far as character development goes.
Yep.
So Stephanie's like, someone's got to get this over, so I'm going to go over. Stinking. I'm the mouthpiece.
She's
in this
going
feud.
Into business for herself, and that's what's happening.
Yeah. I don't understand why Ronda isn't like pristine, because like she goes on talk shows all the time and she's very charming.
Have you seen some of her talk show? Yeah. Like she has a cute smile and gives short answers.
Uh-huh.
As soon as she tries to talk in depth about anything, she is not well spoken.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. No,
you know, there's been a couple of, like, there's like a smash cut of them, her just like having really awkward interactions, particularly in phone interviews.
Oh, really?
You're right. She does
body language. Yeah.
Her body language is good. She has a nice smile. If she can answer short questions. She definitely has like a very good picture girl for the company.
Yeah.
But yeah, anytime she has to like articulate something,
that makes sense.
She gets kind of stumbles around and doesn't understand things super well. And yeah, even in the UFC, like those guys don't do a ton of talking for the most part. So she definitely has to learn some stuff about that. But I think she can definitely get it.
Yeah, right. I think she can too.
I would say it might be too late for Nia to really get anywhere on the mic.
Yeah,
but Ronda's got nothing but room to grow.
Yeah. Well, Nye is too cool for school. We've said that before on this show. And,
yeah,
like,
no, just, it's the way... She,
like, even when they did
said
the,
with an eye roll.
Even when they did the zoom-in eye thing, like, she rolled her eyes after they did that. I'm like, you can't just roll your eyes after...
Did she really roll her eyes?
It just seemed like she would just roll her eyes after she did it. She's like, all right, I looked this way for 5 minutes. Like,
spurred,
I'm over this.
This spurred a conversation when we were watching it. We think in this day and age... being good on the mic is, like, required to be champion, or you need someone with you
to
talk for you.
You need to be all in on your character.
Hang on.
And she, Nia Jax
That's
is
a good
not.
Way to put it. That's almost a better way
Nia
to put it.
Nia Jax is
you
not
can have
all
a character style
yeah,
that does not require any talking.
Yeah, that's the thing. So Brock how many times a year does Brock Lesnar...
Yeah, but he's got Paul Heyman talking for him. I
no,
but
he's
got someone talking for you, too.
No, yeah, so that's the thing. Yeah. I do think in this business, you do need to be able to talk or have someone talk for you.
Big Cass was over because of Enzo Amore.
Yeah,
no,
Big Cass can't carry himself on the mic anymore, and he's cooled off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you absolutely need to be... You need to have the ability to communicate. And that can either be your own ability to talk, mm-hmm. or that can have mean having someone by your side or a tag team partner, manager, someone to talk for you. The only people that aren't talking are, like, monster characters...
Yeah.
Like, Braun Strowman, for all, wasn't cutting for you, just yell.
Get these hands.
Yeah, well, he's talking more now than he ever used to.
No,
he's not,
bad not that bad.
I am not taking anything away from Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman, I do not put in this category.
The only people that can get away without talking are, like, the monster heel type. So, like, your Bludgeon Brothers aren't doing a lot of talking.
Yep, mm-hmm, yep, that works.
You know, Kane didn't talk for years.
Yeah,
no,
yep,
literally.
And
then Sting.
And then they couldn't
Sting
shut
was,
him up.
Sting was an anti-hero who didn't talk, which is very interesting.
It was when Sting went from... 80s blonde hair thing to Croston. Yeah, you know, he didn't talk. He just stood there.
Huge throwaway moment for WCW was when Sting talked for the first time. Like,
what did he say?
Well, it didn't matter what he said. It was just like, oh, he's talking. Like, I'm like,
I would have had
this
it,
man has not spoken for like 9 months or something like that. It was something.
You got to make that first promo count, and he's not cutting a. He's not gonna cut a promo. He's gonna say something short.
It
like,
needs to be something relevant. Like this man is.
Hogan calls him out. Sting, you know, looks around the crowd for a few minutes and just goes, "You're on!" Like that. That's all he need say.
Yeah, like, and just like, oh, goosebumps, you know? Like,
well, they did the same thing. Edge and Christian didn't talk.
Mm.
For when they first came in.
When they were with the Brood?
Yeah, which was kind of a throwaway gimmick, so I feel like it's less of a missed opportunity. But even
their entrance was cool enough to get.
Oh,
that
I love that music.
They came out of the stage. It was on
fire.
Really?
Yeah, it was a ring of fire around. Yeah, there was a little elevator.
Walked through it. Gangrel was a vampire that was the leader of this cult.
He had a chalice and he had like.
And spit blood.
Yeah.
It was very WWF attitude type stuff.
Do you remember Edge's first sentence said in the WWE?
I do not. Hit me with that.
Take care and beware.
That's
because the freaks come out at night.
Yeah, okay. Take a stroll down memory lane there.
I just talked about what a goofy line that, like, that's the first thing he ever said on a mic in the WWE.
Well, you take your swings where you get them, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, what you got here?
Totally.
What you got here, champ?
Oh, yeah, but no, the main event, Braun Strowman and Finn Balor. It was an okay match, but it's underwhelming for a main event.
Give me the finish.
Are they even working? Are they working a story together?
They were tag team partners.
They were tag team partners, you're right.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Kurt Angle decided to put them in a match.
Oh, so it was literally just like a Kurt Angle, just like you're fighting him?
Yeah. Well, they're both in Money in the Bank. They're both in Money in the Bank. That's all it is. They already qualified. It wasn't for anything. They're just both in Money in the Bank.
Kurt Angle's stirring the pot.
So the commentators were like talking about, oh yeah, yes, these two look like, and how this is gonna go, and Money in the Bank. Blah, blah, blah.
So that was the main event. Who won?
Braun Strowman.
Braun started pretty convincingly.
No, it was back and forth.
It was back and forth. They did some good stuff out of the ring, which was nice. They both started running.
What was
the finish? They were both agile. What was the finish? Like, you remember? I'll have to look it up. I saw it. This is not going to be going.
The finish was Braun Strowman yelling fucking stuff on the ramp.
Braun won, and he celebrated, and everything was over.
How did he win? Did you hit the power slam for the win?
I think he hit the power slam for the win, too. I'm pretty sure.
He might have hit two of them.
Okay.
Yeah, but then he tossed Finn into the corner. Like, he was going to, like, you know, give him the business again after having already beat him up, and then he didn't. He just, like, it was just, then it was just the awkward end, and he just music cut.
Did it make it so he changed his mind, or is it just a
kind of.
He like thought about crushing him and didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's interesting. Maybe they're gonna try to make him a little bit more believable as a tough guy again.
I don't know what they're doing. I
hate the way Braun is being booked.
Yeah, no, me too.
So question.
Braun.
That was Raw.
Could be your main event.
So a question. Those were Raw. Those 3 hours.
Like he was the main event, but this is just not. Yeah.
So what I'm wondering is, are there any storylines going on in Raw right now that you're invested in?
Hardy Wyatt? Are you invested in that at all?
I like Hardy Wyatt, but I understand.
They're just a tag team. Flaws. Are they doing anything?
The storyline, no.
Yeah.
You like the B team, but I don't know if that really says much about
it. I like
it
Elias.
You like Elias?
No, I'm not talking characters. I'm talking storyline.
That would be Elias and Bobby Roode.
You like the Bobby Roode Elias thing?
I like feuding with A-Train over it. Because Elias is way better. Let A-Train speak now, otherwise Elias is just forever better.
Forever better. I heard something.
So resolve it. That Bobby Roode is a bad wrestler.
Yeah, right. I heard that.
A-Train, he didn't defend you, Bobby. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Like, sorry, Bobby. Opportunities. Am I A-Train? It strikes again.
Gotcha.
So, I'm trying to...
probably going to come out without wiping
you're
out.
Destroying, yeah. You're destroying your bathroom right now.
This is a trail.
He's coming.
So there's nothing you're invested in, and there's no storyline you really.
I like the Ronda Rousey one. Stephanie McMahon is talking.
I don't like
into that.
Let's go for
into one Money in the Bank. No, the Money in the Bank pay per view storyline I care about, and the Ronda Rousey.
Wait,
one.
the Money in the Bank match.
Yeah, the match itself.
Are they like feuding amongst themselves though? Like, are they just not even really a story? They're just there's a match.
Nothing
coming
to
up.
It. There's nothing.
There's no feud.
All the stories are running thin right now. The way I would describe it, they're having a lot of matches.
Well, SmackDown, there's more stories going.
SmackDown has a lot of stories.
Let's hear about SmackDown, boys.
Miz.
Did it start with
Miz?
Miz TV.
Yeah. Kicked off the show. Talk about it. It was wonderful.
I wish Miz TV I'll let you talk about it because you really like talking about it.
Yeah, let's
it
hear
was it. Awesome. Who did you have on there? You know, we talked smack about somebody. It wasn't Daniel Bryan, it was somebody else. It was...
I need to look. I didn't see it. I'm pretty sure I didn't see this part.
He brought him out. I'm trying to think of who it was. He ended up leaving the ring at one point. Who the hell's on SmackDown?
Who the hell's on SmackDown? AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura are, but they weren't there.
Well, I'm not talking about
The New Day was the guest.
The New Day was the guest, yeah. And there's Pancakes. And The Miz was trying to get out of The New Day, who was going to be the participant in the ladder match. Because one member of The New Day is... And they ended up deciding that Big E was going to fight the Miz this night, but they still did not give you any more of an answer as to which one of them is.
Who do you think it'll be?
I personally want it to be Kofi. Think it's going to be Big E, though.
Can we pause this? There's an ice cream truck.
I know, right? I know.
I'm joking.
Okay.
That was a joke, fellas. I was just pointing out there's ice cream. Man.
Yeah.
So. Can we get some? Or...
We actually are gonna have to stop pausing. Look, at least it's not flat pop.
No,
this time, am I right?
Let's get the ice cream truck driver's opinion on this episode of Raw. No, his opinion on Roman Reigns.
SmackDown.
The opinion on Roman Reigns.
We're talking about SmackDown.
I'm just trying to get controversy brewing.
Roman Reigns was the best part of Raw.
That's kind of cool.
He's
going to podcast.
Leave Chris alone. He's excited about maybe getting a fudgy bar later.
Okay.
Put your boner away at least.
It's a warm day.
That ice cream man, if I'm making bank, not for nothing. He's making more money than Eric Bischoff made in WCW.
Oh.
I had to tie in my random thoughts of ice cream with wrestling.
Well done.
Hell yeah.
Three claps for you.
Oh, thanks.
Sienna Almas came out.
Debut.
I remember Rosita being out there.
Zelina Vega, yes.
Yeah, Rosita.
You're just calling her Rosita.
That's what I know.
Zelina Vega is an infant.
So they went from a jobber. Zelina. They went from a jobber last week to a slightly larger jobber this week.
They're getting bigger.
I don't know. This is gonna kill his character doing this.
They definitely need to figure out something for him to be doing. I don't mind squash matches for him as long as he's doing something backstage to put himself over as the guy he is.
Selena Vega is talking about how he shouldn't be fighting these jobbers, but like...
Oh, so you're not familiar with that, with her?
No, well, I assume she's his, like...
She's her, his business like, manager. So he was in...
They're previewing it a little bit
he was
there.
Yeah, he was in NXT for a minute before she came along, and he really floundered. Like, he was winning a couple matches, but he was just kind of dancing around and wasn't focusing. And,
well, she's great on the mic.
Yeah, so they brought... And again, he also wasn't fantastic on the stick.
Yeah, she is.
They brought her in, and she's basically fiery. She's correcting him. Like, you should be working out. Like, she's... Basically, like his mom, and just telling him what to do all the time to better improve his career. So I'm glad they're presenting that well on the main roster.
Yeah,
that she's still like kind of like the top. Like
I
the
can
boss.
See it working, but not the way it's happening right now. I don't like it. It's not showing off his skills at all, and it's just it's forgettable.
Which skills do you? What do you?
Just his in ring abilities and stuff like that.
Yeah, he needs to be wrestling 15-minute matches before you, because he's very good.
Put him against somebody. Give him a cruiserweight. I don't care.
He's very good, but his style doesn't lend itself to squash
matches. Don't give him a squash match.
I don't know why you'd give anybody under 6'4" a squash match.
Yeah, I don't
know. The point of a squash match is for the giant guy to pick up the little guy, hike him up over his head, and crush him.
Yeah, make be like, oh my god, that guy might be dead.
And you
like,
do that. So you do that to also cushion the fact that a lot of those guys aren't ready to work long matches yet.
Yeah, I understand. I get that.
Yeah, Cien Almas is having 5-star matches in NXT. You could give him, you know, any of the cruiserweight guys.
Yeah, just beat a cruiserweight to him or something. Like, come on.
Give him 8 minutes. Let him do some stuff.
Yeah, let me show off his skills. Make me want to see him.
Almas was over
at
NXT.
What they're doing with him, they don't make me want to see him. Because as a fan right now, I'm not caught up on NXT, so I'm strictly watching Raw and SmackDown and the pay-per-views for what they are. I don't know what he did in NXT, and based on that, this is not working for me. And I know there's fans out there that don't watch NXT, but do watch just Raw and SmackDown. Mm-hmm. And this will hurt his career in the long run if they don't fix this pretty soon.
They were talking loosely about setting up like a Latin American stable with him. Because that's
who else would they give him?
We're thinking the Colognes. Maybe bring them
back. They're still in the company?
They're still around. They actually got drafted somewhere. I don't know. Give them to him. When Rey Mysterio was talking about coming back,
yeah,
they thought about putting him with them.
That'd be fun.
That'd be cool.
They could also... Any of the luchadors. You've got... Sin Cara isn't even on this match.
I was
even
just
going to
ask
show.
That.
Sin Cara would be a good one, because he's not even on 205 Live. He's still on the main roster.
Do you think they would have booked it as a face stable or a heel stable?
I don't know, but that's something they haven't had in a long time.
LAX is one of my favorite parts of Impact Wrestling.
We'll get to that.
I'm getting to it now.
It's been said for a long time that a over Mexican or some kind of Latin American is very important in the wrestling industry just because of the south of the border.
Yeah,
demographics. Mexico is a big, probably number at least two or three of WWE audience, I would say, behind maybe Great Britain, Canada, and Mexico have to be like the three big ones that aren't America.
Yeah, well, New Japan's getting there, but they're...
Japan isn't... Japan. I'm not talking about companies. I'm talking about countries that watch WWE.
Oh, that watch WWE.
Yeah, it has to be Canada, Mexico.
Yeah, easily.
So that it is very important to have them represented, and it has been for a long time. And WWE hasn't had a super over, you know, Latin America. They haven't had it.
Who was the last one that you think they had? Sin Cara was probably...
Sin Cara was such a flop.
No, his ladder match thing.
They don't... I'm not even...
What was the peak of Sin Cara? The Intercontinental Championship?
Are we talking Kalisto or Sin Cara?
Oh, Kalisto.
There you
me.
Go.
Excuse
Kalisto
me.
Was, Kalisto, I would put
Kalisto,
it... Kalisto.
Kalisto
wasn't
me.
As over as they wanted him to be. He wasn't... They couldn't make him their top guy. But he was filling that role a little bit.
Yeah.
I think they want a
I
legit
think they have.
World
I think they,
champion...
I think they should have made Kalisto the top guy.
Kalisto could.
I think that would have worked. It worked for Mysterio.
Kalisto is.
It's
very
happened
talented.
In the past. Kalisto's matches were 5-star, and
I think they're afraid of trying to make another Rey Mysterio because of how bad that bit them with original Sin Cara. Because Rey Mysterio was starting to wind down.
Yeah,
and they brought in Mystico from
from Mexico.
Yep.
He was hurting everybody, botching everything, didn't understand the style. Mm-hmm. And they were really trying to push Shinkara to the moon there. Like, they were... He was going to be in world title matches, and he just blew it. And I'm afraid... I wonder if that has affected how much they want to... These are, they naturally would want a new Rey Mysterio. He sold so much merch.
Oh, yeah.
And was so people over.
People would still buy those masks.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Like, my mom bought me a Rey Mysterio mask in Mexico. Like, it just, they're bootlegged everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to the tourist attractions, Rey Mysterio masks everywhere.
I've been to comic book stores where they sell those things. Yeah. Like, you know, like, they're everywhere.
But like, I feel like Kalisto could have been the next Rey Mysterio. But
I think
Kalisto would be good in a stable with him, but...
I feel like this stable would hurt Kalisto personally.
I feel like Kalisto could be a heel. If they want him to be a heel.
I don't think so.
I think this group has to be heels.
Has Mysterio ever been a heel?
No.
Like he was with the Filthy Animals and people were like, this is kind of stupid in WCW. But like even then, people want to root for Rey Mysterio, you know?
Kalisto isn't wildly over. So if you made him a heel for a while...
I feel like they tried and it didn't work really. Maybe a little bit. I don't know. Who did the Lucha Dragons feud with? For a while, the New Day and like.
Yeah, they were never heels. They were. Yeah, no, that was just a
way to book the pre-show for the pay-per-view.
They were guys the New Day could have a good match with.
Yeah.
What good does it do making them a heel? You think people would hate them enough?
Hang on.
Okay.
So Almas is a much better heel than babyface. Zelina Vega is not endearing herself to the fans.
Mm-mm.
So he is a natural heel. If you decide to make a stable, you have, you know, maybe the Colognes working on them or some of the other, you know, lesser known cruiserweights, but you turn Kalisto heel. In fact, you get him really over as a heel.
Mm-hmm.
Then the stable turns on Kalisto and just gets him over. They destroy him.
Like it.
Pick him apart. Okay. Leave him destroyed. He gets the sympathy of the fans, and then he comes back like a house of fire. And now, at the very least, you've got a mid-card feud, if not a world title feud, between Almas and Kalisto when they come back. And that would be a feud worth seeing.
I'd watch that.
You've got great matches, you've got a great feud, and you've got Kalisto is more over than he's ever been because they made the fans feel like he mattered.
Yeah. Do it. Make it happen, Vince. I'm talking to you.
Man, my fantasy booking skills have been good lately.
Yeah? What have you been doing lately?
Nothing I should probably talk about.
Okay, there you go. How you doing, A-Train?
Good.
Hanging in there?
Yeah. I've got...
Walking with Elias over here?
So no.
What do you mean?
But A-Train, don't you know what WWE stands for?
Walk with Elias!
Oh, you know we're on recording, right, man? No one can see what you're doing. He was pointing to the words on War with Elias.
So, we picked a stipulation for the title match this week.
For the Shinsuke Nakamura one?
Shinsuke picked Last Man Standing match.
That seems really predictable. I thought for sure if they were going to do that, they had AJ win the stip. Like, win to give the stip.
Nakamura won this one. It makes me think that AJ is going to win the match, or it's going to be a double countout. Because Last Man Standing's have a history of being double countouts.
I don't know how credible this is, but I was reading there's a rumor going around that they're going to have that same finish. They're gonna go to a double 10 count on a double ball shot.
I'm rolling my eyes so hard right now. Like, just like, oh.
No,
you do it once.
I cannot.
Don't do it two pay-per-views in a row. Yeah. Especially, like, for this.
No,
like,
I would call that a once-in-a-lifetime finish. The double ball shot to a double count. I would call that a once-in-a-lifetime finish.
Like I said, after Backlash, it's something that people will look up on the internet, like 10 years ago, they're like, "Remember when that happened?" Like, no, you gotta see this. You haven't seen this.
Cornette talks about how like those wrestling took a big believability hit when those once in a lifetime finishes that would get heat with the fans and kind of build suspense. When they started something that should only happen once happened 3 times a year
and they
every
spread
year.
It out like, over time.
Yeah, he said, yeah,
at one
once
point
a lifetime,
it started happening
but it
like, every week. Like, if Vince Russo's booking, he wants it to happen every week.
So many of those dusty finishes, Dusty used to book those matches, and it was considered okay because he did spread them out well.
Yeah.
But yeah, when Vince Russo was doing dusty finishes every match in WCW, it was like, all these weird coincidences happening all the time. Like, oh, the ref just happened to be looking the wrong way. three out of the five matches tonight.
Yeah, like, come on. Like, it's the unpredictability became predictable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's essentially happened, so.
Totally.
So, yeah. What, do we think Nakamura has a shot in hell?
I do. I think, also, so I said that if Nakamura lost last time, the feud didn't matter. So Nakamura's heel turn did not matter. I will say this time, if Nakamura does not win, the heel turn is in vain.
I just think it's such a throwaway fucking match right now. Like,
I bet it could be. I think it's going to be pretty good.
It'll be a good match.
I think it'll be good.
Right. Wait.
I think their matches
will
be good.
Oh, you wait. I've heard that before.
Their matches
are keep telling
him. Oh, you wait. Shinsuke Nakamura. Oh, you wait. Okay. Still waiting.
His matches have gotten better every time since WrestleMania with AJ. Every match they've had has been better than the last.
It's true. All one of them.
No, they've had more.
What?
Than
two. They've had this like three or four times. Since Mania.
Yeah, three or four since Mania.
Every match they've had has been getting better with each other.
So Gallows and Anderson beat the Usos.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the club. These two are like my favorite tag team.
Too sweet, me bro.
Too sweet, man. Gallows and Anderson to the moon, man. Get rid of the Bludgeon Brothers. Give me the Good Brothers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Follow me on Trebuchet.
Three claps for Trebuchet. That's a fucking good line.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan versus Jeff Hardy. You want to talk about it?
That was good. I enjoyed that. That was early on.
How's Jeff Hardy doing? Like, how's he moving around?
Still pretty good.
He's hurt right now.
He took a bump where I was like, oh, that hurt.
It was, I'm pretty
that
sure hurt. It was either the Greatest Royal Rumble or the next show.
Yeah.
Because he botched that Whisper in the Wind at Greatest Royal Rumble real bad. Yeah. I'm not sure if that hurt him or it was the next SmackDown.
Yeah, but he's definitely moving around a little gingerly. This was good. This was booked as once-in-a-lifetime match because somebody was hurt. Randy Orton's hurt.
He's out. He had knee surgery, I think? Kind of surgery is going to keep him out for a few months.
Yeah, so they booked this, and this was a good match. Daniel Bryan tapped Jeff Hardy out. And
Jeff Hardy doesn't tap.
No, I know. I was like, oh, United States champion tap. Daniel Bryan's going to
they need
Money in the Bank now? Is he in Money in the Bank? Is that what the stip was on this?
I didn't see it, so I don't know, like I said.
It's either that or he's got a match with somebody.
I will look.
I think it's for Money in the
they
Bank.
I don't know that they need to catch Daniel Bryan on fire this second.
Yeah.
But they need to keep him at least warm.
So this was a qualifier to face Samoa Joe for a Money in the Bank spot.
There we go. Yeah. So we got Daniel Bryan, Samoa Joe. This
Bryan Joe?
Yeah, this SmackDown. So I'm going to be tuned in.
I'll tell you what. He and I are doing comedy tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Why don't we come after comedies, come back here and watch that?
Why not? Why not do that?
Hell yeah.
I'm generally okay with that. I don't know. I have to wake up really early in the morning.
How early did you wake up this morning, Chris?
I don't know. I don't know what I woke up this morning. It was
You were asleep in the car.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was.
I made some very classy hooker jokes at Chris Goat at a car.
You really
before,
did. You
before
really
AM.
Did.
Yeah. He didn't get any of them. Chris Goat is
lay it on him again. Lay it on him again.
Yeah.
You told me
to come pick you up at 3:30. You weren't ready till 4. So I was just like, I'm gonna take a sleep.
I'm sorry. I'm good at my job. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We had a good time in there. He had a little help.
So,
Showtime can bust tables.
So, then there were two Money in the Bank qualifiers. Speaking of Money in the Bank qualifiers.
Hang on. But yeah, I do think the reason I said we should watch that tomorrow night is Samoa Joe, Daniel Bryan.
That's
have so much history,
I don't know what's chemistry.
Listen,
I don't know what the fuck's happening with Raw this week, but I want to watch SmackDown, and I never say that. I am a Raw guy through and through.
Raw has been not very good the past few weeks. SmackDown has at least been average.
I will say this. If Stephanie McMahon is the only thing I'm talking about Raw, there's probably an issue on Raw.
Yeah.
Like even Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, they like split those guys up. Who's Kevin Owens running with? Didn't he tag with somebody this week?
It was Jinder, but that was because of a feud crossover.
Kevin Owens has a tag team partner. Didn't make sense.
Yeah, it
just didn't make sense.
Raw
has
so much talent to work with. It's terrible that they
can't do the boogie right.
It just seems lazy. It seemed lazy.
They put so much effort into Roman Reigns over that
everything else is just falling apart. It's just
they're putting so much manpower into shoving a 6'5" Samoan down her throat.
I disagree. They opened the show with Roman. That's fine. They got people interested. We've said it before on this show. The lasting impression of your show is your main event. The problem is the misbooking of Braun Strowman here, through and through. That is what it is.
I think that they could be booking Braun so much better if they weren't so busy trying to shove Roman down. They're giving so many opportunities to Roman that everybody else looks bad.
they're taking 2 days a week. Like, Roman Reigns all day, what are we going to do?
We need to dedicate 48 hours.
No, but they at least have a direction with Roman. They have no direction for Braun Strowman.
No direction with other people.
I agree. No one has any direction right now, because all of the storyline focus is being dumped into Roman. If they, I believe wholeheartedly that if they water everybody else down, Roman will seem interesting. And right now, everyone seems watered down.
They're watering them down right now?
I believe, maybe even subconsciously.
I'm like, but I don't think everybody, that's true.
Everybody that's else true. Is getting watered down storyline-wise, except for Roman Reigns, who's being played up dramatically. Probably is. You know what? I believe it is.
I think
it is. Okay. He just talked himself into it. I just watched the clip happen.
I just watched boom, died.
No, but your question made me think, it's got to be, they have the resources. Why else would they be doing this like this? The only thing that makes sense.
If everybody else looks boring, Roman Reigns looks interesting. Mm-hmm. And the products, the in-ring products have been fine, but everyone else from a storyline package is just The only one that anyone has to care about is Roman Reigns, and they still don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're trying to build a rivalry between Elias and Rude, but that's about the only other storyline that they have.
That's
going
not
on.
Even a storyline. They
knew
how short that show was lacking on storylines, so they had to make it look like there was something there where it
the
wasn't.
The problem is the lack of tag teams. That, I'll say it right now. That's the problem with Raw.
You think that's the biggest problem?
I think that's a glaring problem.
I don't know if it's
a gaping hole in Monday Night
that
Raw
tag division,
is the lack of tag
that
team
tag division
wrestling.
Is hurting.
It's not. It's
honestly, not. I think if Raw is going to stay 3 hours, we should trim a little bit of the fat on mid-card guys and move them around a little bit. Maybe give SmackDown a few more mid-card guys. Try to push those guys to the upper card.
Yeah.
But I think we had the cruiserweights just on Raw.
That would add some real depth to the show. In 205 Live, it's not doing well. It's true WWE fashion. They were booking
the cruiserweights and then they gave up on it.
They had to give them their own show, which I think they thought would be better, but they're putting work into those storylines. The cruiserweights have real storylines. I think if they just added that to Raw, that show has so much more depth.
The thing I want the most out of WWE right now is for them to put Ethan Carter III with Rockstar Spud. That right there would fucking make that relevant.
You know Rockstar Spud isn't wrestling right now, right?
No, I don't care. Okay. I don't care. He wasn't wrestling when he was with Ethan Carter III.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, Drake Maverick hasn't been wrestling.
That was the best part of Impact Wrestling when those two were together.
They do have a lot of chemistry.
They are fucking fantastic together. That would give you... I don't care who you make them feud with.
Problem is that...
It doesn't matter.
They'll have to get Rockstar Spud into a different role because...
He's general manager.
He's GM of
205.
205 Live.
I know,
EC3 is not getting near the Cruiserweight division.
This is all me talking because I have no idea what's happening with the Cruiserweights right now.
No whole lot of nothing.
This is what I want to happen because... I would even say you can give Rockstar Spud the Cruiserweight Championship, and if Ethan Carter, just have that be the belt that they represent, and have him be the champion, and Ethan Carter just be jealous of it. It would fucking work fantastic.
That would be funny. I agree with it. No, I think they should just cancel 205 Live. I don't want that.
I think they ought to just
put the Cruiserweight title on Raw.
Cancel the show.
Yeah, no, not don't get rid of the Cruiserweights, but bring them to Raw.
Yeah.
Where they're going to get more mainstream attention. They're going to, it'll add some depth to the show. It'll mean that, you don't have to show mid-card feuds between guys that don't matter.
Maybe what you do is you get rid of 205 Live, and you put the storylines for the Cruiserweights both on Raw and the NXT.
I disagree. They were doing that with the crossover Raw 205 Live. The problem is, that a lot of people who didn't have the network were like, they couldn't get into the Cruiserweight feuds because they weren't seeing the other half.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, like, I didn't think it was a good idea. Like, when they were doing it during Raw, I didn't think it was a good idea. I didn't think it was good for Raw.
It was a good way to hype 205 Live.
Now that it's gone, I kind of want
I don't think so. I still think there. The hole is could be filled with tag team wrestling. I don't want the Cruiserweight.
Well,
I like
to fill it with taking storylines.
Hold on. You could give a couple of Cruiserweight tag teams a legitimate shot here.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
they don't have a deep enough roster to lose four to six Cruiserweights and their roster's not deep.
Give me two.
You want two teams?
No, give me two guys.
Oh, two. No, that's fine. No,
give me two guys. I mean, I give them the tag belts.
I'm not saying bring the Cruiserweight division back.
I don't think
Raw.
That 205 Live is a giant turd. I think that this can work.
It's not a giant turd, but it's not popular.
No,
It's not getting views, which means it's bad.
That's bad for business. If it's not getting views, it's bad for business.
I want to make it hot.
I want to give it guys that you want to see.
A good tag team division with even storyline feuds getting backstage segments is only going to take up 25 to 30 minutes of show at max. We need more than a tag division to get Raw to be good again. You know, hashtag make Raw great again.
Hashtag make Raw great again. I'll do that.
Yeah.
We just need our fucking, like, a whole episode of, like, we're fixing.
We're going to make
a list of problems.
Showtime, can they just make you and I, like, the new general managers of Raw?
I don't want to be general manager. I want to be on the writing team.
Oh, that's
fuck yeah. Dewey Foley. I want to be writing.
No, you guys should start that.
I want to be
hashtag
Raw
rebuild.
Hashtag Raw rebuild.
Trebuchet for GM. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, so
coming for you, Angle.
Although you and I as feuding GMs would be amazing.
No, we would just be arguing the whole time. Nothing would get done. It'd be amazing.
I'm jimming SmackDown. You're jimming Raw, and we're like competing.
Good, give me the A show.
I see this more as a McMahon and Daniel Bryan relationship as managers.
Who's the Daniel Bryan in this situation?
I am refraining from saying.
Oh, I'm like, I want to know who's got the better tits. I want to know who the McMahon was.
I think I'm somehow both.
Wait, you're Mr. Money?
In the bank.
Speaking of Money in the Bank, the only thing we didn't talk about from SmackDown was the two Money in the Bank qualifiers on the women's side. We had Naomi defeated Sonya Deville. Clean Money in the Bank spot.
I didn't like that. I liked Sonya Deville. I am on board with her.
Why didn't Naomi win that that Battle Royal at WrestleMania? Did that do anything for her?
This maybe.
But she's
nothing really. I feel like
winning that trophy could have been something. Mm-hmm. And Drew Carnett presented a funny thing.
They haven't even, like, said a damn thing about it.
Yeah, they didn't actually
like, you know what
it,
I mean?
They didn't,
like,
bring it back out, did they?
At least when guys won the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, they would say it all the fucking time. Like,
yeah,
you know what
I mean? Yeah.
Like, it was a feather in your cap. Braun Strowman won that damn fucking Greatest Royal Rumble that nobody fucking cared about.
And that got knocked over. Like, they made that.
They broke that trophy. Like, it was a joke. But this, they don't even fucking talk about it at all. It's ridiculous.
Jim Carnett mentioned a thing. He used that because that didn't even make sense. Because Bayley wins that Battle Royale. She's the last woman in the ring. She throws Sasha out. So she gets like her big baby face moment. Everybody wanted her to win. And then Naomi, who's also a baby face, comes in, just throws her out of nowhere, and like gets like a heel win, but she's still a baby face. Like,
yeah, it was just
did not make sense. And then they didn't do anything with her.
They're just trying to surprise people.
Having Bayley win that Battle Royale would have progress the feud with Sasha, which you guys didn't mention that. Did that not present itself on Raw this week?
Was Sasha on Raw?
No, I don't.
No, she was.
She was, yeah, but they didn't.
She was in a fucking tag match or
something.
That
is the only.
Yeah, there was a women's tag
that's
match.
That's the only feud I can think of worth
the Iconics
invested in right now.
No. That's the only match we have to talk about.
We're talking about the women's division. I'm just talking about everything I like. Lana is the best. Lana number one.
She sucks.
Lana beat the Iconics very quickly and handily.
It was Lana Day this past Tuesday.
She pinned Billie Kay, didn't she?
I believe so, yes.
I think it's odd that neither of them are going to be in that Money in the Bank ladder match, because Peyton Royce lost her match to... I would have had Peyton in the match. She can. She's pretty agile. She moves around pretty good.
Who do you think's gonna win this women's Money in the Bank ladder match?
Who's your winner?
I think we're missing one. I think we're that's all we're missing. Well, it's just one.
Natalia's in it.
Yep.
I got Natalia. I don't care who else.
Giving it to Natalia.
I got Natalia. I'll take it. Because it puts her in a position where she's now in talks for the world title, while Ronda Rousey's in talks for the world title, and it gives them a reason to win.
You're still going for the screw job too?
I'm thinking Natalia comes out and cashes in her Money in the Bank the way Seth Rollins did to
Immediately?
Roman.
Immediately?
Yep. So Ronda doesn't take a pin, but also doesn't get the title.
Man.
Book it.
Yeah,
if you can find anything wrong with that idea, I'd love to hear
it. I'm not arguing with you.
I'm just trying
to book Raw over here.
I'm thinking Natalia, too.
Give me the contestants.
Ember Moon, Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, Natalia, Lana, Naomi, and then one more person from Raw.
Charlotte.
They're having a last chance match.
Wait, Charlotte isn't it?
Yeah.
Charlotte's in it. No, they have a... Raw's having a last chance match where they're, all people that were eliminated are getting...
Liv Morgan's winning this, motherfucker. I don't care who else is in this
Who's in that last chance match?
I don't know. It's a lot of people. Everyone that lost already.
Okay.
Mickie
James. I would say Liv Morgan wouldn't be a bad pick. Mm-hmm. Riot Squad is not represented, although I think it will probably be either Mandy Rose or Sonya Deville.
No, they're down on Mandy Rose. Mandy Rose didn't even have an entrance on SmackDown. She was just out there rooting for...
It could be one of Bayley or Sasha, too.
My guess is Mandy or Sonya.
I don't think Mandy's going anywhere fast. I mean, she wasn't competing, though, was she? No, but she was on the route on ringside, and like she's an afterthought.
They usually don't get entrances for that, though.
She didn't even come out. I don't even think she came out with... Sony though.
Weird. Yeah.
It was weird. She was out there, but I'm like, I didn't see her come out with
I would be surprised if I don't like Mandy and I don't think she's gonna do anything productive.
I would be surprised
if they cooled off on her that quickly. I think she's got a Maryse kind of look that they really, really like. I would be surprised if they're not trying
Eva
to do
Eva Marie had a look they liked, and they got rid of her.
They saw how much they crammed her on her cried
for a long time.
Mandy Rose is on the fast track to NXT. If anybody's headed to NXT, it's Mandy
Rose.
She's
already in NXT.
I know, but back is what I'm saying. I feel like if they like her that much, they'll send her back.
Sure. That's fair. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would say that Eva Marie is proof positive that they will try to get over that supermodel that can't do anything and has no charisma. In fact, I see a lot of comparison between Mandy and Eva Marie. And
I really do, too.
I would say Mandy is way better in the ring than Eva Marie is. I'm not saying she's good. I'm not even saying Mandy's passable in the ring. But she's better. Eva Marie might have been the worst wrestler of the 2010s.
Mm. Oh, for sure.
So
Worst wrestler
employed by WWE, I'll say.
Remember the angle they kept doing on SmackDown where they get her to show up? And then, like, problem.
Yeah.
I did it for, like, 4 weeks straight.
I like that. Wardrobe malfunction.
Wardrobe malfunction one was good.
Okay. Yeah. She had a bunch of heat backstage, too. She wasn't very friendly.
I think
she thought she was really over.
The only reason...
She got a bunch of trouble with the drug stuff, too.
Yeah. The only reason you might not be right about the comparison is that Eva Marie was... heavy into the Divas. I don't think Mandy Rose is on it at all.
I would say that Eva Marie was like half the focus of that show, but yeah, Mandy Rose is definitely on.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Okay, and then on the men's side, we'll just talk about that really quick since we're talking about the women's Money in the Bank match. Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, The Miz, Rusev, Bobby Roode, Kevin Owens, and then one of the members of the New Day, and the winner of that Daniel Bryan Samoa Joe match. A-Train has Bobby Roode. Chad, who do you have?
I don't even have to say.
I'll say Daniel or Bobby. I can see both of them have something to gain through this.
I'm sorry.
Daniel Bryan goes right back to the cool down. Daniel Bryan goes right back to the main event, and has Money in the Bank. He can do something cool with that. Bobby Roode needs to win this match.
Yeah, I think it's
so
important.
He can turn heel.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Because I am sick to death of Bobby. That's exactly what I was thinking.
He needs to cash in that money in the bank.
So silly. Elias is screwing Bobby Roode out of this match. Bobby Roode's not winning this match. Okay, Elias is screwing Bobby Roode.
I don't want Elias to win. But I would get such a pop out of him winning. Like,
is he in it? Is Elias in it?
No.
Elias isn't in it. Elias is screwing Roode out of this match. They're booking this thing as a rivalry.
Bobby Roode will be on top of the
guitar smash.
Guitar
smash. Rivalry is fucking heated.
They're
now.
Not. There's not anything. Yeah, that's
they're not going to have a feud. If that happens, that's not going to be the only thing that's heated.
I think that would be.
Pants will be too.
I think that would be a cool idea, but I don't even think Bobby Roode and Elias are even.
Is Miz in this match?
Miz is in the match.
Give me the Miz.
You got the Miz?
My way too early pick, but you know, it's like a Royal Rumble. I'm going to just pick like all the guys.
Yeah.
I'm torn between Bobby.
Bobby ain't winning this match.
Bobby or Finn.
Yes, he is.
Bobby's like 10-1 to win this match.
And you know what? Those odds went out sometimes.
I think of the heel turn. That's what I was going to say. He ain't turning.
I think Bobby has to be a
favorite.
I don't
think you guys are going to get your Bobby Roode heel turn that you want so bad.
I don't want a heel turn.
If we don't get a Bobby Roode heel turn, they will have officially misplayed his entire run.
Yeah, if Bobby Roode...
So that's never happened before.
I am getting to the point with Bobby Roode that... I'm getting to the Shinsuke.
You're getting such a look right now from A-Train.
If Bobby Roode doesn't do something impactful soon, he runs the risk of just being a meh guy that will be forgotten in a few years. He'll just be another guy that had a great career outside WWE. WWE brought in and misused and then goes and wrestles on Indies for a hot dog. I don't want that to happen, right. Bobby Roode.
Minus the full blown description, I'm going to say this and only once. I kind of agree with you.
Common ground on the Undisputed Podcast.
Common world. Common sense wins out once again.
Gross. Where's the controversy? We're not going to make any money if you guys disagree all the time. This is horrible.
Are we making money if we disagree? Like, it's
now
controversy. I'm fairly argumentative. I've never made a dime off this podcast. Which is why I'm here until someone offers me a better contract.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for Billy Corgan to call me.
I can go win
the NWA World title.
I can't wait for you to work for Vince Russo because he said that. That's what's going to happen. How's that Russo money doing? You'd be like, good.
Yeah,
like, damn it.
Yeah, I don't want to like.
You're like, I don't like myself, but I'm making that paper. So,
man, Joe, me working for Vince Russo would be like an alt-right working for George Soros. It just sounds hurtful.
Final thoughts, A-Train.
War with Elias. That is what WWE stands for right now.
Very gentle
laugh, Colt.
And Bobby is winning. I don't care what you guys say, Bobby's gonna win that match. And if Joe's prediction comes true, I don't know what I'm gonna do, but it's gonna be drastic.
Am I gonna have to get a restraining order against the A-Train?
Hang on.
How do you stop a
once
train?
Once more for posterity.
You don't,
what was your prediction?
What's that?
Say, what was your prediction?
For the bladder match?
Miz.
Yeah.
Miz.
Oh, you just don't want Miz to win?
No, he doesn't want Elias to screw Bobby Roode.
Oh, that's what he's saying.
And to further your question, every safety tip available says you stop for the train.
What if Bobby Roode wins despite Elias interfering?
Even better.
Hang on. Can we get an A-Train shirt that says you stop for the train on? That seems
appropriate.
That is the next million-dollar idea. When the brand, the Undisputed Podcast, the real branded t-shirts come out.
You stop for the train. That's pretty good.
That is good.
Go ahead, give us your final thoughts, Cody Goods.
I really hope we can resuscitate Raw with our hashtag Rescue Raw, or hashtag Make Raw Great Again.
Do we want to play that for our next show? Is you and I, and whoever else is here, fix Raw?
Yeah.
Fix Raw next episode?
Bring a plan. Have bullet points.
Hashtag Rescue Raw.
No plug.
That's too dank. That's too dank.
I'm doing SmackDown. Take a SmackDown. Maybe I was ultimately right in season 2. SmackDown is a better brand. I don't know.
I'm sure we'll get to SmackDown eventually, because SmackDown needs
it's not
rescuing
perfect.
A lot less than Raw.
Yeah, it's not perfect by any means, but it's definitely been going better. Final thoughts? Trebuchet.
Currently, I am trying to be your NWA champion. Please donate to my GoFundMe. But the champion has a new number one contender. Maybe you've heard of him. His name is Cody Rhodes. Yeah. He is going to
title versus title.
It's going to be interesting. I know we didn't touch on that, but I needed to bring that to the forefront of my final thoughts here. We'll get into that a little bit more. If I don't have the NWA title by then, we will talk about this feud a little bit more next episode as well.
It's Cody Rhodes' destiny to win that title. You know that, right? It is his destiny.
I see what you're doing there. Go ahead and hit me with your final thoughts. Showtime.
My final thoughts are, I am really hungry. So I would like to quote the Ryback and say, feed me more! Feed me more! I am Trebuchet! Trebuchet out!
Good night, everybody.